Thank you very much. Indeed, you hit a very important issue on the head. The transparency of the availability of charging stations, we do have our local energy provider, he has an app, and there you find the compatible charging stations. When you leave that area, they may not be mapped. You may not see whether or not they're currently in use. So, and indeed, finding ways and means to see all charging stations within geographic reach, ideally being submitted to the cars, which nowadays have to have SIM cards for this SOS function, is certainly something that can remove the fear of sudden lack of energy that many have, particularly in the not urban areas. So the more rural you get, the more concern there is whether you make it to your destination or whether you need to find a recharger, because when you visit, for instance, somebody who doesn't have a charger nearby, will you make it back home? And removing these obstacles is a critical point of accepting electric mobility as a means. And also, of course, the compatibility of the hardware plugs, so that you can use the chargers uniformly. And I think there's still quite some way to go to standardize them, at least across the region, ideally globally. And also having interoperability of the charging protocols and the billing system. So I understand that there is quite some, there are quite a lot of startups, and they are operational for some years now, that build the bridge between different operators and the billing process. And you also mentioned the swappable batteries approach. Indeed, one of the bottlenecks, again, and one of the hurdles, is it takes quite a while to charge up. So and whilst you charge up, other people cannot charge up, and you can't do anything. And if you're in midst of a journey, that really is a disadvantage and may even lead you to not going for electric vehicles. And which is also why, and that links to the overall notion of systemic efficiency. If our attempt or our desire is to cover big distances, maybe another technology such as hydrogen trucks, maybe for that purpose, the better choice, if they are about moving huge amounts of goods from A to a far distant B, and they need to be going all the time. They cannot afford standstill, similar with other trains. So I think there's an ideal, a sweet spot of technology per purpose. And also, as you mentioned, there are some attempts, some startups and companies, I believe from China and also from Israel, that have tested electric vehicles where you can swap the batteries, like in the olden days when you swapped horses and your horse carriage. And that also links to things such as mobile phones or computers. We need to be able to prolong the lifetime, to make it easy to swap, and with electric vehicles, also quick to swap. That, however, would require standardized cell design and all that. So that's opening up a whole different topic, which we don't have the time nor the expertise in the room to dive deeper into, but that's just opening up the principle. And there's just a few additional aspects linking to that, to the overall notion of systemic efficiency, and that is the notion of, let's see, yep, that one.
Mm-hmm. I think there is an intervention on the wrong.
Ah, yes. Before I do that, the intervention.